honor to be able to introduce to you our conference speaker, Reverend Morley Lee.
李牧师是已届的世界华人福音中心的总干事。
And Reverend Lee is the former General Secretary of COWI.
他创办了国际关怀协会。
And he was also the founder of Care Ministries International.
并是当机构那个机构的总干事。
And he's also currently the director of the Care Ministries International.
我第一次跟李牧师见面是在1989年。
And the first time I met Reverend Lee was
1989.
And I met him in his church that he was pastoring, the Chinese Bible Church of Greater Boston.
那个时候我还是神学生,
at that time I was a seminarian.
才参加过你的教会两次,
and I only attended your church twice.
李牧师就已经开始很关心我, 跟我太太。
And that Reverend Lee showed a lot of care to me and my wife, Wei, at that time.
他知道我们刚搬到波士顿,
and he knew that we just moved to Boston that time.
没有汽车,
and we didn't have a car.
就好像没有腿一样,
it's just like that without feet, you can't move around without a car.
他就把他的儿子的汽车送给我们,
and he actually gave the car of his son and gave it to us.
他是很会照顾晚辈的一个牧者,
and he was a person who took care of the people behind him.
李牧师跟李师母在洛杉矶居住,
and Reverend Lee and Mrs. Lee lives in LA.
常为施工, 的缘故东奔西跑,
and they travel a lot because of the ministries.
我刚知道他刚从加拿大波士顿三藩市的湾区刚回家,
and they actually just returned from ministries in Canada and Boston and the Bay Area.
昨天就马上要飞来这儿,
and from the and they flew over here just yesterday to be with us.
对，很快他也要再要去欧洲东南亚,
and very soon that they're going to be traveling to Asia as well as Europe.
李牧师有两位的公子,
and he has two sons,
三个孙子孙女,
and three grandchildren.
他明年他跟我们说，他明年就要庆祝他全时间服事的50周年,
and next year he mentioned that he's going to celebrate the 50th year in ministry.
我就觉得很稀奇,
and I thought it was kind of a little bit strange.
因为李秀全牧师跟我23年前认识他的完全没有什么改变,
because if you look at his appearance, he looks almost the same as I met him 23 years ago.
他的样貌，他的魄力都是一样,
looks just as new.
其实我还想知道，大家都很想知道他的秘密。
Anyway, I'm sure that you'd like to learn the secret of how he can keep on looking so young.
对，其实大家可能有一些事情不知道。
And you might not know of one thing.
他的腰椎间盘突出了5个地方。
And there are 5 discs. There are slip discs.
他走路或者站太久会很痛。
And there could be a lot of pain if he stands too long.
所以请大家在祷告中纪念李牧师、李师母他们的身体健康。
So do remember Reverend Lee as well as Mrs. Lee in your prayer for the health.
也纪念他们施工的繁忙。
And also remember all the busy ministries.
我不要再耽误大家的时间了。
And not taking any more time.
李牧师今天晚上他正道的题目,
and the theme for tonight,
使万民做门徒,
and making disciples of all nations,
彼得的装备,
and Peter's equipping,
第一讲,
and that's the part one.
明天晚上会第二讲,
and part two is going to be for tomorrow evening.
所以现在请大家用鼓掌来欢迎我们大会的讲员李秀全牧师。
Give a warm welcome to Reverend Morley Lee.
I almost
fainted by his introduction.
不是因为他所讲的那个人我很陌生。
It's not that as if the person he introduced, I hardly knew him.
我完全不知道他的华语、他的国语那么标准，广东人。
I never knew that he could speak such great Mandarin.
实在很感谢主有机会跟他在23年前认识。
And it's a great honor. It's a great opportunity that I could have met him 23 years ago.
很多人见到我都说同样的话。
A lot of people, when they see me, they say the same words.
李牧师，我好久没有见到你。
And so many years I haven't seen you.
你都没有变。
You haven't changed.
每一次他们说这样的话,
but every time when they say that,
我就觉得是上帝提醒我。
And I think that's actually a reminder from the Lord above.
那么多年你都没有长进。
And so many years you haven't really improved. So I really have to remind myself how to improve. And when I saw him doing the interpretation for the sister,
well, as I understand, you'll be interpreting for me tomorrow night, right? Is that right?
明天晚上, Pastor Ian, 张慧伟牧师翻译。
我刚才听他翻译, 我就现在有点不想他翻译。
After hearing his translation, I really don't quite want him to translate for me.
因为人家讲的跟他翻译, 两回事情。
What one person is saying and what's being interpreted is like two different things.
感谢主, 明天还是要你来给我翻译。
In fact, thank the Lord, and tomorrow we still would like you to be the interpreter.
今天晚上有好几位站起来分享的时候, 都有一些很我们熟悉的一个问安的话。
And very often when people stand up, they will also greet each other with some words that you're very familiar with.
Eleanor, 她一开始的时候, 她说大家平安。
And when Eleanor stood up, he was saying that peace everyone.
我心里实在很感动。
And I was really moved.
当我们说平安的时候,
when we say peace,
我们有两种情形之下说平安。
And there are two situations we will be saying peace.
一个是在平安无事, 风调雨顺的里面说平安,
and we'll say peace when everything is going so smoothly, and we'll say peace.
另外一种平安是在大风大雨之间我们说平安。
And another situation we'll say peace is when we're undergoing a lot of difficult situations.
对，我刚才听他讲的时候，我就想到我们信仰的宝贵是在哪里。
So when I heard she mentioned about peace, then I was thinking about what is so precious about our faith.
50多年前，一位传道人一句话在我心里面留下很深刻的印象。
And 50 years ago, because of a passage, spoke of some words really imprinted on my heart.
他说，有主同在，可以笑看风浪。
And if with the presence of the Lord, then we can go through with the storm, so we pass through the storm.
我想当他讲平安的时候。
So when she talked about peace,
我相信她说的平安是第二种的平安。
I think it's the second situation that we are talking about.
那么刚才我们姐妹分享的时候, 她也讲大家好。
And when Sister Yanlin was saying that greetings everyone.
事实上我们中国人见面的时候, 我们怎么打招呼呢?
And so usually when Chinese meet each other, how do they greet each other?
民以食为天, 你吃饱了没有?
And the Chinese people place a lot of importance on food. They usually saying that, have you eaten yet?
但是今天晚上我们在聚餐之前,
but then before the dinner today,
我看大家进来,
I saw a lot of people coming.
都没有说你吃饱了没有, 或者今天晚上来吃饭。
And they haven't really said that, have you eaten yet?
差不多每一个人我进来听见打招呼的话是什么呢?
And what kind of greetings do they, how did they greet each other when they saw each other?
有电没有?
Have you got power yet?
有电没有?
Have you got power yet?
你看这个电呢, electricity 跟这个power有一点不一样, 电我们就想到电, 但是英文翻得很好, 你的power在哪里?
So there's a distinction between electricity and power.
我想这一个开场白就是他今天晚上见面，你们已经替我讲了开场白。
And then when we started to greet each other,
三天的聚会,
and the beginning of these 3 days of meeting,
我们在神的面前就是有一个在神的面前的一个渴慕。
And then we have this aspiration before God.
主啊, 我们需要电,
that we need the power.
我们需要power, 我们需要能力,
and we need the power from you.
所以真的今天在这样一个环境的里面,
so in this situation,
我们知道很多人到今天还是没有电。
We know that a lot of families still go without power.
我就想到以前有个小孩子在看电视。
And then I still remember that the kid was trying to watch television.
他突然就跟他妈妈讲。
And then he turned over and said to his mom.
他说妈，我今天晚上非常非常很激动。
And I was so excited.
我非常谢谢爱迪生。
And I really truly appreciate the work of Edison.
他说如果爱迪生不发明电，我今天就在黑暗里面看电视了。
If Edison did not invent light, then I'll be watching television in the dark.
我觉得童言无忌这句话说的非常有意思。
No, I think that although he's young, that he said something that's very interesting and true.
他说如果爱迪生不发明电，我今天就在黑暗当中看电视。
So if Edison did not invent electricity, I'll be watching television in the dark.
所以求主让我们今天晚上开始的时候，让我们用这句话彼此勉励，彼此提醒。
And so may we use these words to encourage each other, to remind each other.
有电没有?
Do we have the power? The electricity?
特别在这一次的这个大飓风的里面。
Especially in this hurricane.
给我一个很深的感觉。
Give me a deep impression.
提醒我们，我们中国人常常讲要惜福，要爱惜，要珍惜这个福气。
And Chinese people always think that we should treasure all the blessings.
很多时候我们不懂得惜福。
And very often we do not know how to treasure them.
因为我们不知道这个福是一个。
Because we do not truly appreciate the blessings from above.
尤其是今天我们生活在这样的一个环境,
especially in the world that we're living in right now.
在美国的这个时空的里面,
and in this world of North America.
我们常常听见人家说一句话, 人在福中不知福,
and we often hear people saying that they do not really appreciate the blessings they are in.
所以神有的时候就兴起祸, 让我们来珍惜福。
And sometimes God will send disasters so that we truly appreciate the blessings that we have.
当然我们看到这次的大的灾难,
and although today we see the disasters that pass through,
我们心里面实在有一种说不出来的悲情,
and that we are heavy-hearted.
但是我们不能忘记, 很多时候福和祸, 当我们做一个基督徒去经历的时候,跟没有信上帝的人是很不一样。
But then when we look at the blessings as well as disasters, then we will truly realize as Christians, our perspective are very different from non-Christians.
有人会问我们说,信耶稣有什么好处?
And some people ask, what is the benefit of being a Christian?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,信耶稣的好处是什么呢?
So what is the benefit of being a Christian?
信耶稣的好处是有福气。
And being a Christian, the benefit is that you have blessings.
对,信耶稣的福气是在祸中得福,那才是真正的福气。
But the true blessing is that even in disasters, the Christians can experience blessing. That is the true blessing.
一方面我们问说有电没有?
And so, we would greet each other and say that, have you got a power back yet?
一方面我们在神面前为着上帝给我们的福分感谢他。
And at the same time, we should be thankful for all the blessings that's given to us from above.
但是上帝从来不会做一件事情是没有目的的。
And God would never do anything without a purpose.
所以这些年来有一节圣经常常提醒我。
So there's a verse that always reminds me.
路加福音12章48节, 主耶稣说, 他多给谁就向谁多取, 多托谁就向谁多要。
And Luke is saying that whatever the Lord has given more, that he would get more from them.
你看哈, 先讲多给,
giving more,
然后才说再说这个多托,
and then to commit more.
很多时候上帝好像对我们有什么要求,
and seems that sometimes God is demanding something from us.
我们回应上帝的时候,
and when we respond to God,
我们好像觉得是一个很大的牺牲,
and it's as if we have a lot of sacrifice to make.
刚才我们听见我们的姐妹的短宣的经验,
and we listened before the short-term missions experience from the sister.
她一直说一件事情, 感谢主, 感谢主, 这是上帝的恩典,
and she kept on repeating that praise, thank God, that's God's grace.
得救是上帝的恩典,
and receiving salvation, that's the grace of God.
不要忘记今天能够侍奉主还是上帝的恩典,
and you should not forget that you can serve the Lord, that is also the grace of God.
他多托我们,托付我们要做一些事,
as he commit more to us,
但是前面不要忘记,他是先给, 多给谁就像是先给, 然后才有托。
It's only that he gives first before I ask for the commitment.
所以他的托是从给而来的。
So we have to start the beginning is that giving.
所以很多基督徒讲到十一奉献,
a lot of people are tithing 10%.
哇,就在那里斤斤计较。
And then they are counting every penny.
那么到底是在交税前的十分之一呢,还是交税后的十分之一?
So do we tithe like 10% before the tax or after tax?
所以很多人问我,
a lot of people ask me.
我说答案很简单,
and I said that the answer is really simple.
我说没有什么税前税后,
not talking about before or after tax.
奉献就是看你的心是怎么样,
and it's all a matter of attitude when you're offering.
我们要记得不是我给上帝十分之一, 我给教会十分之一。
You have to remember that you're not giving 10% to God, you're not giving the church 10% of your possessions.
因为十分之十都是上帝给我们,
because you have to remember that 100% is given to you by our Lord.
他应该跟我们要十分之十, 他应该给我们要全部, 因为这个都是他的。
And he really should have demanded the 100% from each and every one of us.
所以今天我们讲十一奉献是上帝的恩典。弟兄姊妹, 你了解我的意思吗?
So it is really God's grace that he only ask for 10%.
所以求主帮助我们，让我们在这种大风之后，我们有这样一个拆船或者宣教年会。
And we thank the Lord that even after the hurricane that we can have this missions conference here.
那我这些的题目是使万民做门徒。
And the theme for this conference is making disciples of all nations.
我这次来这里跟大家分享受这次在伦敦，你们要去英国，在伦敦的这个奥运会的影响很大。
And I have a deep impression of the Olympics in London.
我们知道今年的伦敦的奥运会的题目是什么？
And do you remember the theme of this year's Olympics?
Inspire a generation, 就是怎么样能够在这一个时代里面带来新的鼓舞，带来新的一个挑战。
So the theme of the Olympics for this year is inspire the generation.
很多时候我们需要被这样鼓舞。
And very often we need this inspiration.
所以这个聚会我盼望成为我们每一个人的 inspiration, 每一个人的鼓舞。
And I hope that this conference will be an inspiration to all.
鼓舞什么呢？使万民做主的门徒。
And what is an inspiration? To inspire us to make disciples of all nations.
但是为什么我只讲彼得呢？
And why do I focus on Peter?
因为只有做主的门徒可以使别人做主的门徒。
It's because only a disciple of God can make other disciples.
今天教会的危机是什么？
So what's the danger of today's church?
今天教会的危机就是在台上的人只是说教，但是台上的人却不能够真正活出榜样来。
And the danger of today's church is that people on the pulpit often just talk the talk and do not walk the walk.
我们讲理论，我们讲理想。
We're talking about theories, we're talking about aspirations.
但是我们需要有道成肉身的 impact 的挑战。
And but we truly need the impact of word become flesh.
我越来越发现今天教会的问题不是在台下，今天教会的问题是在台上。
And truly I feel more and more that it's true that today's problem of the church is not so much in the congregation but up on the pulpit.
上梁不正下梁歪，这是我们中国人一直所有的一个观念。
And the Chinese always saying that you need to have a great foundation, otherwise everything is going to fail.
因为今天教会的领袖在台上和台下不一致。
And because very often the leaderships of the church, they do not walk the walk and talk the same talk. They walk the same walk.
所以就带出信徒，教会里面和教会外面不一致。
And so there's not a unity between within the church and outside the church.
台上台下不一致。
And if there's not the same between the congregation up at the pulpit and down with the congregation,
就带来教会里面和教会外面的不一致,
would also spread the problem into the outside of the church.
所以求主在这几天的时间里面向我们施恩。
And we praise for Lord's mercy in these few days of conference.
刚才我们听见读这个马太福音28章。
And we heard the Matthew chapter 28 being recited before.
我们非常佩服这个马牧师能够滔滔不绝，完全不看圣经，哇啦哇啦哇啦哇啦就通通背出来了。
And really think that's a great thing that Pastor Ian, without looking at the Bible, can recite all the verses.
因为那几节圣经是非常重要的。Because
those verses are very important.
但是很可惜，我们每一次读那段圣经的时候，
But then it's kind of sad that each time when we recite those verses,
从18节读到20节。
We read from 18 to 20.
其实16节和17节是非常重要的。
But it's very important to also study verse 16 and 17.
如果18节到20节传统的，我们把它叫做大使命 Great Commission.
And usually traditionally we refer to verse 18 to 20 as the Great Commission.
我们讲了许许多多大使命的内容。
And we talked about the content of the Great Commission.
16节、17节是讲到大使命的对象。
But the first 16 and 17 are talking about the Great Commission, who are the people that we're focusing on, the target. And all those 11 disciples went to Galilee. And going to the mountain that they had set before. And they saw Jesus and they worshiped before him. But then there are still other people who doubt it.
这两节的圣经,
these two verses,
把当时接受大使命的那个群体,
and as a reflection of the community receiving the Great Commission.
非常有意思的，也是非常真实的，很残酷的，用这两节圣经把它描写出来。
And it's described very clearly, the situation of that time.
今天我不需要讲这两节圣经。
I'm not talking about these two verses.
18节开始耶稣进前来。
And verse 18, Jesus came over.
就对他们说, 天上地下所有的权柄已经赐给我了,所以你们要去使外面做我的门徒奉父子,圣灵名替他施行。然后我所吩咐你们要教训他们遵守, 我就与你们同在直到世界的末了,我也会背。So
it's saying that all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, so go and make disciples of all nations, and baptizing people in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey all I've commanded you. And from now till, and truly I'll be with you from now to ever.
哈哈 I'm so tempted to say hallelujah. 感谢主哈，我们实在看见那段话的宝贵宝贝。
And we truly see how precious those verses are.
这次我希望跟大家分享的题目是使万民做门徒。
And the theme again is making disciples of all nations.
当然在18节就开始讲你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
And in verse 18 when saying the making disciples of all nations.
但是到了第20节的时候, 更深一层的把做门徒把它讲得更清楚。
But then it's more clearly explaining what to do in terms of discipleship.
请大家特别注意, 在20节那里有三个人称代名词, personal pronouns.
There are three personal pronouns that you have to take note in verse 20.
一个是我,
I,
一个是你们,
you,
一个是他们,
and them.
每一个人称代名词后面都有一个动词,
and there's a verb behind each personal pronoun.
我吩咐,
I command,
你们教导,
you go and teach,
他们遵守,
and they go and they obey.
所以这三个人称代名词把这一个当时耶稣基督对他们的托付讲得非常非常的清楚。
So these three pronouns made it very clear that what the commission was all about.
我, 你们, 他们,
I, you, them.
这三个代名词讲出今天教会的两个很大的危机。
And it speaks of two dangers that we face in today's church.
第一个危机是什么?
So what is the first danger?
23年前,
23 years ago,
你是那个你们,
you are the,
that you. OK, 那个你们是教导的人, 教导的你们,
you are the people's teaching.
那么23年前, 你是那个他们, 是被你们所教导的他们。
And 23 years ago, that you are them, the one that received the teaching.
今天, 23年前, 这个你们在教, 23年后这个你们也在教, 感谢主, 这个叫中心。
And 23 years ago, you were teaching, and 23 years later, you're still teaching. We thank God because you have been faithful.
23年前你是他们, 23年以后你还是他们, 这个叫病态。
If 23 years ago, you're the one receiving the teachings, and 23 years later, you're still the one just listening and receiving the teachings, then there's something that's wrong.
所以在这里让我们看到第一个危机是什么?
So what is the first danger?
2000年的教会历史,
and then in the 2000 years of history,
30多年的CCC这个教会,
and the over 30 years of history of CCCS,
你们他们不变, 这是教会的病态。
And if the you and them do not change, then there's something wrong with the situation.
所以这是个危机。
So that is the danger.
你们继续做你们, 感谢主, 我为你的忠心感谢主。
You being the one who went to teaching, we thank God that you are being faithful in teaching.
如果23年前你是他们, 今天还是他们,
if 23 years ago you are the them, and today you are still the them, then just a problem.
我要问你, 有电没有?
Then I have to ask you, do you really have the power?
第二个危机是什么?
So what is the second danger?
就是在整个2000年的教会历史里面,
in the 2000 years of history,
在基督教的里面,
within Christianity,
这个我变来变去,
this I seems to be changing.
什么人当教皇, 什么就是那个我,
and whoever is the Pope then becomes the I.
什么人做监督, 那个监督就是我,
whoever is the principal that becomes the I.
所以这些人会变,
but these people do change.
一个教会有很多不同的 leaders.
There are a lot of different leaders within the church.
什么人当 leader 的时候, 他就做那个我,
whoever is the leader at the time became the I.
所以刚才这个马牧师讲了那么多好话，有一句话我心里面不能苟同。
And Pastor Ian mentioned a lot of things, but there's one thing that I could not quite agree.
他说，我在这个波士顿的时候，我去参加了李牧师的教会。
When I went when I was in Boston, I went to Reverend Molly Lee's church.
今天地上没有所谓的什么什么人的教会。
You cannot think that a church belonging to such and such a person.
今天教会的问题就是教员连做牧师的时候，他是那个教会的我。
So when the pastor Stephen Chu was the senior pastor, then he was the I.
我去接他工作的时候，李牧师变成那个教会的我。
And when Reverend Molly Lee became the senior pastor, then he became the I of that church.
所以那个教会的这个领袖，那个我是变来变去，什么人上台，什么人就做了那个我。
So it's like that whoever becomes the senior leader of the church, then becomes the I. The leadership is changing.
所以他最后主耶稣说什么呢？我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。什么意思呢？就是那个天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给我了的那个我，永远是他。
So when Jesus mentioned that I am with you always till the end of the age, so what is that emphasizing? That is from beginning to end, He is the Lord.
然后这个 He 呢，这个 I 呢，是那个一开始说天上地下所有权柄都赐给我的那个 I.
And the I that he was referring to is the one with where all the authority in heaven as well as on earth has been given to.
马太福音二十八章，我们都背得滚瓜烂熟。
And we are all very familiar with the verses in Matthew chapter 28.
我相信我们在座也是一样，每一个人今天有新来的，大概都对这一段圣经很熟。
And even for newcomers, probably you're very familiar with these verses.
但是我每一次跟大家分享我在那里有一些新的看见的时候
but each time when I read it, I have a new understanding of the verses.
我发现上帝的话太丰富。
And I think that the words of from above is so rich.
有人问我五十年时光倒流，让你重新开始做传道。
And somebody mentioned that if we can turn back time 50 years ago and you can become a pastor again.
你会做什么东西跟五十年前不一样
？And what would you do differently?
我会毫不考虑地告诉大家，我会好好地在神的话上。多下功夫。
And without any hesitation, I would say that I would spend more time and effort in studying the words of the Lord.
神学训练是好的。
The training of theology is great.
但是很多时候神学院教了许许多多 about the Bible, 但是 the Bible itself, 我们花的时间太少。
And very often in seminary, they would teach you about the Bible, but not about the content of the Bible itself.
所以我常常发现在神学院里面教了许许多多的一些知识，巴不得求主让我们那些知识使我们更渴慕，更在主的面前爱读主自己的话语。
And with a lot of knowledge that we could have gained in the seminary, I truly wish that we really have the aspiration and the urge to study well the Bible.
所以使万民做门徒
，making disciples of all nations，
就是使他们做你们，懂我的意思吗
？To make them become you.
如果我们回到这个第二十节，马太福音二十八章二十节，凡我所吩咐你们的，要教训他们遵守。你们、他们，这个你们带他们，把他们带成你们，这个叫做做主的门徒。
And being the disciples of the Lord is to teach them to obey the word of the Lord.
所以我今天呢，就用彼得这一个学习做门徒的这一个人来作为我们彼此的提醒。
So today we'd like to use Peter as an illustration of how to become a disciple.
我们知道这个今天我们要读的一段圣经是在约翰福音第二十一章。
And we know that the passage was taken from John chapter 21.
刚才这个Jeff 牧师他要我们把手机关掉，对不对
？And Pastor Jeff, before the at the beginning of the meeting, he asked us to turn off the power of the phone.
我建议教会以后不要这样报告。
And I suggest that from now on, don't make this kind of announcement.
把它改成 vibration, 把它改成震动。
To change it to vibration instead.
这样不会吵到别人。
You won't disturb other people.
为什么呢
？Why do I say that?
因为现在很多人的圣经都在这里面。
Because a lot of people's Bibles in the phone.
如果你把圣经关掉，我就没圣经好看了。
And if you turn off the phone, then you won't have the Bible.
以前我们在大学念书的时候，六十年前，五十几年前。
And more than 50 years ago, when we were still in college.
我们去聚会一定带两样东西。
When we went to the church, we always took two things with us.
有的时候三样东西。
Sometimes three things.
诗歌本。
The Psalms.
圣经。
The Bible.
然后笔记本。
And then a notebook.
那个是以前我在大学的时候念书的时候，只要去聚会，这三样东西一定不离手。
So those are the three things that I always brought with me when I went to the church.
所以你去外面走路的时候，不需要告诉人家说我是基督徒，我是基督徒，应该一看圣经，哎，这是基督徒。在今天，通通把它藏起来，通通把这个放，你的圣经都在后面，里面看不到。
So before when you walked around, you don't have to tell people that you're a Christian because they could see your Bible and they would know right away you're a Christian. But nowadays you just put your iPhone or your Bible in your pocket, and people won't know.
加上现在圣经通通打在 PowerPoint 上面。
And also nowadays, very often the Bible verses are being projected in the PowerPoint.
所以今天基督徒被我们传道人都给 spoiled, 都给宠坏了。
And so today's Christians are really spoiled.
不要讲负面的东西，我们讲一些正面的东西。
We're not talking about the negative, we're talking about the positives now.
彼得要成为我们的一个模范。
And Peter is going to be an example for us.
今天教会需要模范。
And we need examples in the church.
大家早上好，你吧，有上海人没有？
Do we have Chinese here?
负责你是上海人是吧？请问模范上海话怎么讲？
And how do you say being an example in
Mary,
上海？
Mary, 模范上海话怎么讲？母威，大家一起跟着他讲来，母
威。
来 ，again， 再说一遍，模范上海话叫什么？母威。
Being an example to
Mary,
Chinese is 母威。
请你告诉我。上海话麻烦怎么讲？好，大家跟着讲，麻烦。
And trouble. And trouble in Shanghainese is 麻烦。
哎，就是我不是开玩笑哈。
I'm not joking.
如果我们今天不做模范，就会变成麻烦。
If we do not become examples of other people, then we become trouble for other people.
我也是广东人。
我。我是天津人。
Well, I'm Cantonese also. 你知道很怕人家说那是天不怕地不怕，就怕我们老广说官话。
And a lot of people saying that do not fear anything, but only fear the people who are non-Cantonese speaking Cantonese.
我99年在这边讲过道。
And 99 was here preaching.
我记得我讲的一些话笑我们广东人。
And I still remember saying something that kind of like mocked the Cantonese people.
一个香港来的牧师在我们教会在 Boston 讲道，哎呀，在那里讲的时候呢，他说耶稣又吃了个馒头，哎呀，
大家。I still remember that there's a pastor who came from Hong Kong and preaching in the church in Boston saying that Jesus is 12 dumplings.
然后他就说这些馒头都要枪毙。
And the 12 dumplings had to be shot.
那天晚上他在我们家。
And that evening, the pastor was with us.
后来我就问到他姓张，我张牧师啊，你头先讲耶稣啊十二个馒头，我知道你讲乜啦。
And then I was saying that Pastor Chang, I kind of understand what you're saying that when you say that Jesus is 12 dumplings.
十二个馒头门徒，这是一定讲门徒，但点解你话耶稣十二个门徒要枪毙呢？我就问他为什么枪毙呢？
And I could have understood why you're saying that Jesus is 12 dumplings, because dumplings sounds like disciples. But I couldn't quite get why you said that they have to be executed, the dumplings have to be shot. And the pastor is saying that I didn't say that they should be shot.
那我说你在讲什么？人家还讲乜了呢？你呀
？Then I was saying that what exactly were you preaching about?
我十二个门徒要谦卑呀，要谦卑呀。
The 12 disciples need to be humble.And the humble sounds like have to be sharp.
要谦卑。从那天开始。
And from that day onward,
我跟我太太。
And from that day onward, me and my wife,
我就提醒我，她也提醒我。
And he reminded me.
She.
What?
My wife, she reminds me.
She, my wife reminded me, sorry.
这个一定要改，我的太太一定是 she, not he. 如果我的太太是 he 的话，今天我马上下台。他提醒我什么呢
？And what did my wife what did he remind me？
你如果不谦卑，就要枪毙。
If you don't become humble, then you have to be shot.
弟兄姊妹，我不是开玩笑。
I'm not really joking.
今天我们在神的面前。
In front of God,
实在需要求主恩待怜悯我们。
That we truly need to receive the grace.
我们要做模范。
We have to become examples of other people.
不然就变成麻烦。
Otherwise, if we not become examples of other people,
所以在彼得的身上，耶稣对他有独具的匠心。
And Peter, Peter, Jesus,
耶稣对彼得有特别的一个目的。
There's a special purpose in Peter.
因为彼得那个时候他的 self image, 他的自我形象很差。
Because at that time, Peter has a really poor self image.
一个神的仆人。
if you are a servant of God,
很多时候自我形象很重要。
And it's very important to maintain your self-image.
我忘记99年有没有跟大家讲过。
I can't quite remember whether I spoke to you about in 99.
我越传道越讲道。
And the more I preached,
我越发现我们今天在教会里面教导几个新真理呢，需要重新在思想和检讨。
And I truly feel that the biblical truth that we've been teaching up the pulpit that really need to think it more clearly.
所以我常常讲，请弟兄姊妹以后不要一天到晚说我是罪人，我是罪人，我是罪人。
So I ask brothers and sisters do not keep on repeating saying that I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner.
搞到一个地步，很多基督徒那个自我形象很差，反正我就是一个。乏善可陈，我是一个罪人，我是一个污秽肮脏，我是一个里面败絮其中的一个坏蛋。
Because you keep on saying to yourself that I'm a sinner, I'm a sinner, you would really have a poor self-image, thinking that you're really rotten.
李牧师，那你不是罪人，你是什么呢
？So, reverently, if you're not a sinner, then who are you?
这个不是我发明的。
And、this is not something invented by me.
是马丁路德讲。
It is Martin Luther saying that.
我不是罪人。
I am not a sinner.
我是蒙恩的罪人。
I'm a redeemed sinner.
我是一个 sinner saved by grace. 我是上帝恩典赦免之下的罪人。
And I'm a sinner, but received the redemption from God.
所以罪人，我很谦卑。
Being a sinner, I'm truly humble.
蒙恩，我很骄傲。
But receiving the grace from above, I'm truly proud.
所以在我们的信仰里面，这种矛盾的东西。常常在一个真理的里面，让我们看到平衡的一个信息。
And in this almost contradiction and paradox, then we have to find a balance.
所以这个马丁路德讲的话是非常非常重要。
And it's very important what Martin Luther was saying.
那么我从这句话就想到我自己。
And from those words, I reflected upon myself.
从小就被教导说你要。枪毙！你要谦卑，你要谦卑，你要谦卑。
So from very young, I've been being taught that you have to be humble, you have to be humble.
因为你是仆人
，because you are a servant.
然后他就告诉你说 ，it's not only servant. 在原文 ，it's not servant, it's slave, 是一个奴隶。
But then it's not even a servant. If you look at the original text, they're talking about you are the slave.
所以每一次我们一想到我是仆人。我的腰都直不起来，反正我的腰已经坏掉了。
But every time I think that I'm a servant, I can't even stand straight. And just like now, physically, it's hard for me to stand straight.
去年在台湾，我毕业的大学台大。
And last year, when I the university that I graduated from, Taiwan University.
五十年，去年是第一次同学会。
It's the first time that we have the 50th anniversary of the reunion.
所以我们就去了，去参加了。
So I went there.
那么我们那一班呢，在台湾是蛮出名的一班。
And for the year that I graduated in is quite a famous bunch.
如果你从台湾来的，大概我班上的同班同学很多人你都认识。
If you're from Taiwan, then probably you know a lot of my classmates.
白先勇
，a famous writer, 白先勇。
陈若曦。Okay, never mind. You are from Hong Kong. 王文兴、李欧凡，就是好几位都是今天在台湾文学界是有头有脸的人。
And all these people are very famous in the literary world in Taiwan today.
所以去年我们聚集在一起的时候
，So last year when we gathered together for the reunion.
他们就选了三个五十年来在全世界影响华人社会这三个有影响的人要回到母校去演讲。
And then they would like to invite three people who have influence around the world within the Chinese community. They would like to invite them to speak at that location.
那么一个当然找白先勇。
And they invited 白先勇 a famous writer.
但是白先勇他没有空，他那个时候在赶写一本书。后来就这个李欧凡就替他，另外一个很出名的一个时事评论家。
And so that writer was not available because he was busy. And so another person was.
那第二个是陈若曦。
Another person.
Yeah, 他这是他的笔名，他的真名叫陈秀美。 然后第三个呢，他们就找到李秀全。
And the third person that they found is Molly Lee.
当他们写信来问我的时候
，And when they wrote and invited me，
我实在有一个突然发现我自我形象很差。
And suddenly realized that I have a really poor self-image.
这些人就那么出名。
And all those people I mentioned before, they are truly famous.
那么我算什么
？And who am I？
我不是仆人吗
？And not is it not true that I'm a servant？
他们说你是很有影响，因为你是全世界华人教会的领袖。
And they're saying that no, you're a person with impact because you are the general director of COWI, a worldwide organization.
这件事情对我一点影响都没有。
But this does not really truly change me.
我就想到我今天晚上要讲的我的身份。
But today I'd like to reflect upon my position, my status.
我突然就想起我自己在讲到的时候说。我不是仆人。
That it impresses upon me that I am not a servant.
你不是仆人，你是老板吗
？Then who are you?
Are you a boss? 亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我不是仆人，
And、
我是万军之耶和华的仆人。
I'm not just a servant, but I'm the servant of our Almighty Lord.
仆人是卑微的
，A servant is humble.
万军之耶和华是崇高的。
That our Lord, our Heavenly Father, is full of honor.
仆人是谦卑的。
A servant is humble.
万军之耶和华的是骄傲的。
But then you are proud when you're the servant of our Lord Almighty.
所以我就答应做第三个这个演讲的人。
With that reflection, I accepted the invitation to be one of the free speakers.
前面两个人很有名气。
And the first two people invited, they are very famous.
很有口才
And they are really great in making speeches.
哇，那些学弟，那些小学弟都非常非常的羡慕。
And then all those people in the junior, they really almost worship them.
当我开讲的时候
，But when I started speaking,
我知道我是代表万军之耶和华。
I know that I represented our Lord Almighty.
那天圣灵在那一个演讲里面做很奇妙的工作。
And the Spirit did wonderful things at that time.
第一个演讲的李欧凡后来告诉我，他说：“李秀全，你应该先讲，我就不讲了。但是我讲了以后，我发现你后面留给你的时间太短，你应该多讲一点。”
And the first speaker was saying that you really should be the first one who speaks, so that I don't really need to go up and speak because whatever time that was left for you is not long enough.
所以在约翰福音二十一章里面，彼得是被上帝扭转过来，让他在神的面前，不是像刚才诗歌说的什么舍己背十字架，是要在主的爱里面肯定他。
And so in John 21, that we can see that how Jesus turned around the life of Peter, so that he was not having a poor self-image, but truly turned around.
照着这个 Pastor Jeff 给我的时间表，我还有二十分钟，九点五十分，二十二分钟，请大家翻到这个约翰福音二十一章十五节到十七节。
And please turn to John chapter 21, 15 to 17.
很简单的，很熟悉的三节圣经。
And three verses that you might be very familiar with.
我想请Tony 跟我们念一下 in English.
And I'll recite as again. It's the book of John, chapter 21, verse 15 through 17. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Verse 16, again Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you truly love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." Verse 17, the third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep."
做门徒的动力是什么？
So what is the motivation of being a disciple?
爱主。
That is to love the Lord.
三次在这里主耶稣问彼得答。
And three times Jesus asked this question, and they were answered by Peter.
很多人就问,
and a lot of people were asked, why did Jesus have to ask Peter three times?
很多人很兴奋, 我知道。
A lot of people are very excited. I know the answers. Why
he was asked three times? 不认主。
Because Peter three times denied knowing Jesus.
所以耶稣心里很难过。
And Jesus was so sad.
给你有将功赎罪的机会。
And giving Peter opportunity to repent.
所以你三次不认我, 我就三次问你。
So you three times denied knowing me, so now I'm going to ask you three times the same question.
我不知道对不对,
I'm not too sure whether it's really true. But I believe that the Jesus that I believe in is not such a petty God.
因为你三次对他不好, 所以他见了三次罚你, 这个主, 我说主啊, 我怕你了, 是了, 我怕你, 但是很难爱你, 敬而远之。
So I really do not think that that is the reason why Jesus asked him three times.
主耶稣不是跟我们斤斤计较的主。
Our Lord is not someone who kind of like bear grudges and being petty.
他三次问他是有目的的。
And there's a reason why he asked three times.
因为从整个圣经来看,
because looking at the Bible, throughout the Bible,
每一次上帝对人发出问题,
and each and every time when God asks a question,
都是给那个人带来扭转的一个机会,
is giving an opportunity for that person to turn around.
什么叫问问题?
And what is exactly asking a question?
因为我没有答案, 我不知道答案。
If I do not know the answer, then I'll ask a question.
我不知道Tony是哪里人。
I do not know Tony, where did Tony come from?
我就发出一个问题,
then I'll ask him a question.
我说Tony，请问你是哪里人?
And I'll say, Tony, where do you come from?
我不知道他几岁。
I do not know how old he is.
我说, Tony, 贵庚如何?
And I asked Tony, how old are you?
所以我没有答案,
because I do not have an answer, that's why I asked.
那么请问主耶稣有问题吗?
So then does Jesus really, truly have a question?
他不是全知的主吗?
Doesn't he know everything?
那他为什么他 全知还有问题呢?
And why is it that when if Jesus knew everything that he still had questions?
这是我多年来的思想提出来跟大家做一个参考。
And I just want to raise this so that we can discuss this together.
我刚才说每一次神向人发出问题 都是给人带来一个扭转的机会。
And as I mentioned before, that each and every time when God asks us a question, He gives that person an opportunity to turn around.
第一个典型的例子是什么?
And what is the typical example?
就是在伊甸园里面，亚当夏娃上帝问他们问题。
And that is when back in Eden, when God asked the question to Adam and Eve.
亚当，你在哪里?
He was asking Adam, where are you?
请问上帝真的不知道亚当在哪里吗?
Is it possible that God does not know where Adam was?
天起了凉风, 耶和华到了他的院子里。
And when there's wind, and then when God was in presence in the garden,
上帝就清清楚楚, 亚当夏娃拿着无花果树的叶子把自己遮盖起来, 然后躲在那个树的后面, 他看到他, 他知道他, 他知道他们在哪里。
Of course, the Lord knows that where Adam and Eve were trying to hide themselves.
上帝知道亚当在哪里, 但是亚当自己不知道他在哪里。
Our Lord obviously knew where Adam was, but Adam himself did not know where he was.
如果今天有电没有, 这句话是上帝问。
有电。
power.
So today when the question is being asked, do you have the power? Do we know the answer?
很多时候上帝问这句话是问我们到底我们知不知道我们有电没有。
So when God asks the question, do you have the power? It's actually a reflection. Do we ourselves know whether we have power or not?
我常常说一个侍奉主的有三个东西要小心。
And I'm always saying that for someone serving the Lord, there are three things that you have to really be careful.
一个我把它叫做盲点。
And the blind spot.
一个我把它叫做缺点。
The faults that he has.
一个我把它叫做污点。
And the mistakes that has been made before.
Maybe more than mistakes. 所以好,在这里这三个点, 那个盲点是讲到一个人的观念说的。
And the blind spot is referring to your concept.
那么这个缺点是讲到你的个性说的。
And the faults that you have is sometimes your temperament.
那个污点, 这不只是一个 mistake， 我想这个污点是你的犯罪，你的肮脏的地方，是讲到你的灵性说的。
And it's not only the fault and mistakes, but something in your spirit that is corrupted.
盲点跟缺点对一个侍奉主的人来说不是致命的东西。
And having the blind spot and the faults are not fatal.
但是有污点那是致命的。
But then if you have sin, then that is fatal.
那么这是我今天也不再讲这个，但是今天我就发现很多时候我们人有盲点。 人最大的盲点是什么?
So when you're talking about blind spots, what is the biggest blind spot that we have?
人最大的盲点就是不知道自己有盲点。
And the biggest blind spot is that you do not even realize you have a blind spot.
所以耶和华神要问亚当你在哪里? 因为他自己不知道他自己迷失了。
So God had to ask Adam, where are you? Because Adam himself did not know where he was.
所以上帝在圣殿里面就问以赛亚说, 谁我可以差遣谁，谁肯为我们去呢？
So the Lord has to ask Isaiah, who is willing to go? Who can we send?
以赛亚书六章八节神所问的问题，以赛亚所答的答案，我们就很清楚的看见，以赛亚自己要知道他是不是一个肯把自己被差遣的人。So
from the questions and answer, then we learn whether Isaiah truly knew he was willing himself to go out to be sent.
很快的把这三节圣经跟大家分两方面来思想。
Very quickly to look at these three verses from two perspectives.
做门徒跟爱主有密切的关系。
And to be a disciple and to love the Lord has a close link between those two relationships.
有一次我在一个地方。
And there was once I was at a particular place.
一些学校的团契的同工在一起聚会。
And there were some co-workers for campus fellowships that we were gathering together, having a meeting.
他们以前彼此不认识。
And they did not know each other beforehand.
那么因为我去了，所以他们就有一个联合聚会。
And because I went there, so there's this gathering.
跟刚才 Jeff 跟我问我们一样，就是很多人不彼此不认识，所以要破冰，所以每一个人要自我介绍，要站起来介绍。
So similar to what Pastor Jeff did, we need to have an icebreaker so that we introduce each other.
你问两个问题，他问三个问题。At
that time, they asked three questions.
第一个，我叫什么名字？
And the first question was, what's your name?
我从哪个学校来？
And which school did I come from?
我最喜欢吃的水果是什么？
And what is the favorite fruit that I like to eat?
这个人站起来，我叫李秀全。I
stood up and saying that I'm Molly Lee.
Yeah, 我是从美国来。And
I'm from US.
我最喜欢吃榴莲。
And I love durian.
那个人说，突然有一个人站起来。
And then suddenly there's one person stood up.
我叫什么名字？
What's my name?
我从什么学校来？
And then he mentioned which school he came from.
他说我最喜欢吃的食物叫做大使命水果。
And the fruit that I love most to eat is the fruit of the Great Commission.
我从来没有听过有个大使命水果。
I've never heard of this kind of fruit.
所以我就很不甘心，因为我是讲员，脸皮比较厚，所以我就问他，我说：“哎，大使命水果是什么？不要让我们猜嘛，你讲出来。”And
then, since I was a speaker, then I actually asked him, "What exactly do you mean the fruit of Great Commission? So what exactly is that fruit?"
他说：“芒果。”It's
mango.
Listen to him.
Mango.
What?
Mango. 芒果嘛。Mango.
英文还没啊
Mango.
What? Mango. Right? The man should go. Okay, man, you're a guy. So that's the reason. Ian, you are a man, so you should go to London, COCM. Okay? 突然有一个人说，一个弟兄站起来说, Why men? Why not women?
And then suddenly another person stood up and saying that, why just man goes, just a man would go? Why not a woman going forward?
It's not fair.
是不公平啊！哇，他说你这个
discrimination， 你这个重男轻女。So
this sexual discrimination.
有一个姐妹站起来。And
then there's a sister who rose up.
我们姐妹早已经去了，你们弟兄还没有去。And
then she was saying that our sisters went long time ago, and now you're still the men are still waiting to go.
全世界的 missionaries， 它的 ratio， 它的比例是2:1。If
you're talking about the ratio of missionaries in today's world, it's 2:1.
两个女的，一个男的。
Two female missionaries and one male.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，那天讲了以后，我们很多人很受激励。
And where a lot of people are encouraged.
所以有一次我就跟一个家庭讲到这个故事。
And so I spoke of this the story to a family.
一个十岁的女孩。
And there's a 10-year-old girl.
那个家庭有两个女儿，那大的十岁。
And there are two girls, and the older one was 10.
她说 ，Pastor Lee， 你讲得非常好。
And she was saying that Pastor Lee, what he said was great.
她说。大使命水果还有一种
and there's another kind of great commission, fruit of great commission.
Oh, 你 mango 已经不错，难道有一个水果叫 women's gold?
So I was thinking, okay, mango is pretty good already. So what's the
other? 有，还有一个水果。
And then she's saying, yes, there's another fruit.
她就用中文讲，叫做百香果。Wait a minute. 从台湾来的知道百香果吗？知道。
If you're from Taiwan, do you know exactly what that fruit was being referred to?
So, what is 百香果 in English?
Does anyone know what is 百香果 in English?
Passion fruit.
Passion fruit.
Passion fruit. 做门徒跟爱主有关系。
Being a disciple and loving the Lord has a deep relationship.
二十年，我们教会开宣道年会。
For 20 years that we have this annual missions conference.
我们感谢主，有不少同工弟兄姊妹已经出去做宣教士。
And we thank the Lord that a lot of brothers and sisters and servants of God has gone out to become missionaries.
我在很多教会里面看
and looking at a lot of different churches.
很多教会强调在差传年会、宣道年会讲 vision、讲 mission.
And a lot of people in the missions conference, they were asked the speaker to emphasize the vision and the mission.
但是好像这样就永远连不起来。
But it seems that we cannot connect them.
Vision 是一件事情 ，mission 好像是另外一件事情。
It seems to be totally separate, the vision and mission.
为什么呢？后来我突然发现这个小女孩说的话给我很大的启发。
And I couldn't quite figure out why there's a disconnection. And then reflecting on what the little girl said, it reminded me one thing.
因为我们中间少了一个 passion.
Because we truly, what is truly lacking is the passion.
没有 passion, 不可能把 vision 跟 mission 把它连在一起。
If you do not have the passion, then you cannot connect the vision with the mission.
每一次在宣教年会、宣道年会的时候，常常我们听到一个祷告或者一节圣经，就是诗篇126篇第五节。
And very often in the missions conference, the Psalm 126:5.
126:5, yes.流泪撒种的要欢呼收割
and those who are weeping is going to reap the harvest.
这节圣经我不懂
I do not quite understand this verse.
我很少看到人家撒种是流着泪去撒种
and very rarely do I see people sowing the seeds with tears.
除非爸爸叫他去撒这个他不肯然后他很气一面哭一面撒大概有这种人
Usually there won't be that situation and that's probably the father is forcing the daughter to sow the seeds and that's why she's crying when she's sowing the seeds.
那节圣经如果要逻辑化的话应该说流汗撒种的要欢呼收割
And if we try to make it more logical it's not really the people who's sowing the seeds is going to shed the tears but sweating and then they're going to reap the harvest.
所以我说大概原文应该讲流汗大概翻译错了怎么变成流泪呢
So I was wondering whether it's because the original text is truly saying that you're sweating not exactly shedding a tear.
后来我懂
But later on I truly understood.
因为诗篇126篇第五节那里所说的撒种不是一般外面的撒种
Because I truly understood that in that verse when they're referring to the sowing it's not the regular seeds that they're sowing.
是马太福音13章主耶稣说比喻的时候那个撒种的比喻的那个种就是撒心灵的种撒福音的种
Because the seeds they're referring to is the Matthew 13 the seed that's being referred over there the sowing the seeds of spirit.
我们里面如果没有一个 compassion， 如果没有一个 passion， 没有一个 passionate 的一个心，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，有电没有？大概最缺少的电就是这种 passion 的电。
If we do not have this passion, when we're talking about whether you have the power, I think probably that power we're referring to is do you truly have this passion?
有很多人说你今年72岁
，and some people say that this year you are 72.
你应该退休了吧？
And maybe you should retire.
我说是，我 retire.
And I was saying that, yeah, I'm going to retire.
什么叫 retire?
And what exactly is retirement?
Tire 就是汽车的 tire 轮胎。
Tire is like the tire of the cars.
所以 retire 是把你的轮胎换一换，就叫 retire。
So when we talk about retire, that means that you change the tires for a different purpose.
Of course, for one purpose, not different purpose. 就是你，所以你还要开，还要走，对不对
？Sorry, for no, keep on going.
所以我就说，主啊，你让我 retire， 就是让我能够换个轮胎，继续再开，继续的走。
So when I say to the Lord that you can give me the retirement so that I can change the tires to keep on going to serve you.
那最近我又发现有一个另外的解释。
But recently I understand there's a different interpretation of the word retirement.
Tire 另外一个意思是什么？就是累，就是疲倦的意思。
So what exactly tire has another meaning? Tired. You're tired. You're exhausted.
就是 retire 就是更累的意思。
Retire means that you are even more exhausted.
因为 re 就加倍嘛，就再要再累。
So you become even more tired.
我今天为着福音的缘故。我愿不愿意好好的流泪撒种 ，even 更累，让神在一个老人的身上，还是继续能够使用他。
And this age, am I? Do I still have the passion that I, when I retire, that I have the heart to sow the seeds with tear?
需要 passion.
You need the passion to do this.
那我们对主的爱是怎么来的
？And how does love for God come out?
刚才读的三节圣经。
And the three verses that we read,
我们就看见主耶稣问他你爱我吗
？And Jesus asked, "Do you love me?"
他说我爱你。
And Peter responded, "I love you."
好像是彼得对耶稣的爱。
And as if that is the love that Peter had for the Lord.
但是我们知道，在圣经里面，在我们的经历里面，我们从来没有是我们爱主，都是因为主先爱我们，所以我们对主有回应的爱。
But from our own experiences, we would understand that the love that Peter had is a responsive love because God first loved us.
因为这就说明许许多多的爱主变成他很骄傲的东西。我很爱主。
And you might be proud and saying that I love the Lord.
但如果知道我爱主是因为主爱我，所以我对他有回应。这个爱是一种恩典的爱。
But the love that we have the Lord, which we truly understand, is a grace that we can love the Lord, understanding that we are responding to His love.
所以约翰一书第四章告诉我们。
So in 1 John is telling us,
chapter 4, 主是爱
God is love,
主先爱
and God first loved us.
因为在同一章圣经里面，这两句话都在同一章圣经里面。
And in the same verse,
God is love, God first love, 他是爱。他先爱我们
and it's being repeated. It's being said that God is love and God first loved us.
侍奉主五十年，最容易的就是老气横秋
And after serving for like 50 years, then very often that I took it for I can say something because of my seniority.
如果知道爱是我爱主是因为对主的爱的回应，弟兄姊妹。里面的感觉就不一样。
But if you truly understand that our love for our Lord is only responding to His first love, then how you feel about your service is going to be different.
这三节圣经讲到主对彼得的爱，不是单单讲到彼得对主的爱。
So these first three verses is illustrating not only the love of Peter to God, but the love of Jesus to Peter.
第一个，我们看十五节。
In verse 15,
请注意，又是人称代名词。
And also another pronoun.
Personal pronoun. Okay. 第十五节，他们吃完了早饭，请注意，吃完早饭这里是讲他们。
And the personal pronoun referring to they had finished eating. The they.
然后下面说，耶稣对西门彼得说。
And following is that Jesus said to Simon Peter.
他们吃完了饭。
They had finished.
一群人在那里。
And there's a group of people.
耶稣对西门彼得说。
But Jesus focused on Simon Peter.
主耶稣基督爱世人。
Jesus loved the world.
但是他爱你，爱我。
But God loves you and loves me.
主爱世人的爱是客观的爱。
God loved the world is an objective love.
主爱你，爱我是一个主观的爱。
But when God loves you and loves me is a subjective love.
所以今天我们在神的面前看见这里主耶稣对我们的爱是个别关心的爱，个别关怀的爱。
And we have to appreciate that God's love for us is love for individual love.
主耶稣常常被一群群众包围。
And Jesus often was mobbed by a crowd of people.
但是他常常在群众的当中，他非常非常注意。 不会忽略一些个人心灵很沉重、很有需要的人。
But then even among the crowd, Jesus never forget to focus on the people who have individual needs.
这是我们的经验。
That is our experience.
不是吗？
Isn't that true?
人越多，我越孤单。
The more people there are, the more lonely I am.
所以今天的孤单不是Robin Robinson Crusoe 的那个跑到一个岛上的一个那种没有人烟的那种孤独。
So the loneliness we're talking about is not like Robinson Crusoe in some kind of island being stranded.
今天我们的孤单是人越多我们越孤单。
And the loneliness that we're experiencing is even more lonely we are among the crowd.
就是他们在那里聚集在一起的时候。
When the people gathering around you.
耶稣对西门彼得说。
And Jesus said to Peter.
今天主也是一样，像我们每一个人说话，不管我们是男是女是老是少。
And whether you're old or young, whether you're man or female, God speaks to you individually.
我没有时间继续在这方面多讲，因为已经时间快到第二。
Because of time limit, I'm moving on.
请注意在这三节圣经，主耶稣怎么称呼彼得。
And you have to take note how Jesus referred to Peter.
他不是说彼得你爱我比这些更深吗？
And he did not ask Peter, do you love me more than these?
你看我们教会牧师就有两个Peter，对不对？
And you notice that we actually have two Peter as our pastors in our church.
一个叫Peter Wu，一个叫Peter Ng，这两个就是Peter。
We have a Pastor Peter Wu, Pastor Peter Ng.
因为这个Peter这个名字是主耶稣给这个门徒的名字。
Because the name Peter was given to him by the Lord.
你看在约翰福音一章42节，主耶稣看到西门的时候，他说：“你以后的名字要叫彼得。”
And because in, remember in the book of John, when Jesus saw Peter, he was saying that from saw Peter, and he was saying that from now on your name is going to be Cephas. Peter.
Cephas 就是 Peter. Okay. 这个名字是耶稣给的，不要忘了。
So you have to remember that's the name given to him.
那么为什么这里他又说约翰的儿子西门不叫彼得呢？
And so why did Jesus not use the name Peter, but said Simon, Simon Peter?
路加福音22章也是一样，耶稣说西门西门，撒旦要得着你们，要筛你们，像筛麦子一样。为什么他不说彼得彼得？为什么说西门西门呢？
And just like in Luke, saying Simon Simon, the devil is going to sift you like the wheat. Why did not Jesus call him Peter, but call him Simon instead?
我看我这样讲了以后，弟兄姊妹，你马上就会想到里面是有一点文章的。
And probably you think that there has to be meaning behind this.
因为耶稣要彼得记得3年半前那个时候你是怎么开始的，我现在要把你带回到那一个你认识我初期的时候的那个十字架的经历，那个爱主的经历。
Because he wanted to bring back Peter to the early stage, like 3.5 years ago when they first met.
所以他在这里不叫彼得，他叫他西门。
So that's why Jesus referred him to as Simon, not Peter.
主耶稣的爱是坚定不移的爱。
The love of Jesus is an unwavering love.
Never change, 从来不会改变。
It's a never changing love, a never wavering love.
第三,
thirdly,
当他说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
And when Peter responded, you know that I love you.
那这句话太棒了。
And
it's 是个标准答案，他不是说我爱你，说你知道我爱你。
And Peter did not just say that I love you. He responded by saying, "Jesus, you know that I love you."
然后耶稣马上说：“你喂养我的小羊，你牧养我的羊，你喂养我的羊。”
And Jesus then mentioned that you have to feed my lamb, care for my sheep, feed my sheep.
你看哈，英文也是跟中文一样，两次讲到喂养，一次讲到牧养。
And twice it's mentioned that you have to feed. And once is saying that you have to care for.
所以可见，一个门徒要侍奉主的时候，那个喂养比牧养要多一倍的这个努力。
So in proportion that as a pastoring, then you have to remember that you have put a lot of emphasis in terms of feeding.
所以在这里我们看到主的爱是什么样的爱。
So we can understand what kind of love that Jesus had.
既往不咎的爱。
It's a love that do not begrudge.
你过去的事情我一笔勾销。And
whatever you have committed before, I would not remember.
我问你爱不爱我，你说你爱我，就马上给你责任，我不会去跟你计较3次了、30次了、300次不认我。
And when they ask you, do you love me or not? And we responded positively, then I give you the responsibility. I did not argue with you saying that you have denied me three times or how many times before.
很抱歉,实在没有时间讲,不过我要特别强调的,很多时候上帝赦免了我,
and very often that God has forgiven us, but we do not forgive ourselves.
我们可能都做了一些, 原来我讲,待会不太好听的话,不可告人的事情。
And probably a lot of us have committed something that we would not be able to tell other people.
来到耶稣基督的面前,
but when we come in front of the Lord,
他赦免了我们,
God has forgiven us.
他说他赦免我们,
and God has told us He's forgiven us.
约翰一书一章九节说得很清楚,
1 John 1:9 clearly. And it is the promise of God that if we come before the Lord and repent, that God is going to forgive us.
其实这节圣经我有一段时间也看不懂。
And for a period of time, I did not truly understand the verse. Because that's a verse that somebody gave me when I first believed in Jesus. Because I thought that this verse seems to be the most illogical one.
我不认罪,
if I don't repent, then if you don't know, then let's forget about it. Now that I repent,
你是信实的, 你是公义的, 我就 死定了,
and if you're faithful and you're righteous, then I'm dead.
应该怎么写呢? 我们若认识自己的罪, 神是慈爱的, 神是怜悯的, 祂要赦免我们的罪, 洗净我们一切的不义, 这才对, 对不对?
And it seems to be more right to say that if we repent and God is merciful and God is faithful.
祂说祂是信实的, 是公义的, 如果祂是信实的, 公义, 我建议你, 赶快不要认罪。
And then if he is truly faithful and righteous, then I suggest that probably you should not repent. And I thought that that's really 1 John 1:9, that there's some troubling thoughts about that verse.
长话短说,
and going over this very quickly.
我后来发现这节圣经, 是全本圣经讲十字架, 讲得最透彻的一节圣经。
When I reflected further, then I think that this verse truly reflected the spirit of the cross.
祂是信实的,公义的, 祂要赦免我们的罪, 是透过耶稣基督的十字架和宝血。
And he's faithful as well as righteous, but through the blood of Jesus Christ, he will forgive us.
所以当我们认罪的时候,
so when we repent,
既往不咎,
and he's going to forget all the sins that we have.
而且他还托付我们,
and also he's going to commit works for us to commit works for us.
弟兄姊妹,
and when you go back, look, study Psalm 51.
诗篇51篇是大卫犯罪以后, 他在神面前认罪所写下来的一篇诗篇。
And the psalm that was written by David after he has committed sin.
非常感动人,
and it's truly moving.
但是我也不懂为什么他可以把13节放在那里,
but I did not understand how verse 13 can how he could have written verse 13.
因为到了12节, 讲得都非常好,
and verse 12,
从第一节到12节都很好,
and from verse 1 through 12 everything seems to be fine.
到了13节, 大卫突然一下改变口气, 我就把你的道指教有过犯的人。
And in verse 13 we're saying that then I will teach transgressors your ways.
我说开玩笑, 我说, 大卫, 你未免太大胆了, 你这个人。
Then I was saying that David, aren't you a bit too bold?
你刚刚犯大罪, 你认罪就认罪嘛, OK, 你回去回到哪里去, 到 COCM去休息一段时间吧。
You've just committed a great sin, and now that you repent, you should just repent. And why would you be so bold to saying that I'll teach the transgressors your ways?
或者你另外写一篇诗篇,第52篇是从13节开始。
And maybe you should have written another different psalms and starting with that verse.
但是他竟然敢在12节讲完以后就跳到13节,我就把你的道指教有过犯的人,罪人必归顺你。我说大卫,我说你,我实在服了你了。
And right after the first 12, he's saying, restore to me the joy of your salvation. Then he went to 13, being so bold as saying that, then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will turn back to you. But that truly reflects the love of God. And in today's church, we need this kind of love. And we've seen the failures of brothers. We've seen sisters who have failed. And we've seen people fallen. And we've seen sisters who have sinned. But very often it's the case that God has forgiven them, but we do not forgive them.
I
don't have much time to
个别关心的爱,
the love us individually.
坚定不移的爱,
immovable love.
既往不咎的爱,
and the forgiving love.
做门徒与爱主,
and being a disciple and loving God.
第二个, 做门徒与侍奉,
and another theme we'd like to look at is to serve and to be a disciple.
程静辉讲道,
and Reverend Philip Tang,
他说, preached, 我今天要讲七点,
today that I'm going to have 7 points that I'd like to expose.
他讲了三点,
and after 3 points,
时间到了,
and the time has been used up.
他就说, 好,
and then he said, okay, I'm going to conclude my message now.
陈牧师你讲七点, 怎么讲三点, 还有四点呢?
And then somebody said, Reverend Tang, you mentioned that you're going to teach us about 7 points, but now it's only 3 points.
他说你如果把三点做到就够了，过了四点不重要了。And
then he's saying that if you can follow those 3 points, that's good enough. You don't have to know about the other 4 points.
所以我后面不讲了。So
I'm not going to speak about the other points.
要你们明天晚上来。So
instead, come back tomorrow evening.
所以今天晚上没有讲完的是明天的 introduction.
So what I did not quite conclude today is going to be an introduction for tomorrow's message.
我们低头祷告。Let's
pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love.
长阔高深的爱,
the deep and wide, how deep is and wide is your love?
个别关心的爱,
you love us individually.
永远不改变的爱,
and you, the immovable love that you have for us.
我们最深感触的是那个既往不咎的爱,
and we truly experience your forgiving love.
求你继续用我们,
and pray that you continue to use us.
不管我们怎么样,
no matter how we are,
只要我们回头,
as long as we turn back,
只要我们认罪,
as long as we repent,
我们就可以更新跟你的关系,
then we can renew the relationship with you.
若有人在基督里, 他就是新造的人,
and we become new in you.
旧事已过, 都变成新的,
and all things have passed, and they have come to be renewed.
恩待我们今天晚上每一位弟兄姊妹,
and be gracious to each and every one of us.
时间已经晚,
and we're getting late.
主啊, 我们还是问有电没有?
But we still have to ask the question, do we have the power?
主啊, 求你把电, 把能力给我们,
and we pray that you give us the power to each and every one of us.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告,
we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.